Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. The first part of verse 8 says this: "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for your divine presence. We thank you, Father, for your word that is alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Spirit, that we might one of these days make heaven our home. Hallow thine way in every heart and every life, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. God never asked you and I to live where His grace will not empower us to live. Nor does God set the standard of living in the kingdom of God so low that no divine power is necessary to live there. If you and I live where God wants us to live, it's going to take divine power. If you and I are what God wants us to be, it's going to take divine power. If you and I do the perfect will of God, it is going to take divine power to do it. If you and I today want to have victory, it's going to take divine power. Not something that I was born with from my mother's womb, but a power tonight that comes from the source of every good thing that I need in this life, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God gave His Son Jesus to redeem us, to bring us in a personal relationship with the Father. As the old hymn says, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Not the church, not water baptism, but the blood of Jesus Christ. Writer of the Hebrews says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins, and almost all things are purified by the blood." And then it also says that He shed His blood outside the gate that we might be sanctified. Conversion is when I come into a right relationship with God. The new birth is when I enter into the kingdom of God. Being adopted in the family of God is when I receive a new father. And that is great tonight, isn't it? To know the joys of sins forgiven and to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're on our way to a place called heaven. Nothing compares to that. But provision has been made for the child of God to be purified by faith, to be cleansed from all unrighteousness, to live a holy life, to live above sin. Amen. to live the life that God wants us to live. And tonight, Jesus, the Redeemer, has made it all possible. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He that has a son has life, but he that has not the Son of God has not life. But Jesus says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Not surviving, but thriving. Not hanging on by a thread, but enjoying serving God. Enjoying the journey. And having victory as we walk with Jesus. This experience tonight is for the child of God. The world cannot receive the power of the Holy Spirit. The backslider cannot receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Only the child of God who is living the life that God has shown them to live can receive the power of the Holy Spirit. The provision has been made for every sinner to be saved, for every believer to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It was provided 2,000 years ago, before I was ever in existence. But God, the Father, looked down to the quarters of time and said, on a Thursday night, there's going to be some people in that revival service, and they're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit of God to come into their life. The provision has been provided for. The table has been spread. Everyone is invited to come. Every person who desires to live the life God wants them to live, God's arms are open wide. And tonight, not only has the provision been made, but the promises of God have been made as well. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For faithful is he who calls you. Faithful, aren't you glad God is faithful tonight? Faithful is he who calls you. Aren't you glad tonight that God calls us tonight? He calls everyone to this experience. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. He never calls us to a life without providing the grace to do it. He never calls us to an experience that is too high that we cannot reach it. He never asks us to do something that is impossible. For that which is impossible with man is possible with God tonight. There have been those who have tried. They've gone to an altar time and time again, and they've sought and they've asked, but yet for some reason they have never entered into the experience that God wants them to enter into. What is the key tonight? I must be totally consecrated to Jesus Christ. I cannot have one foot in the world, one foot in the kingdom of God, and have the power of the Holy Spirit of God in my life. I cannot be double-minded. I cannot be wishy-washy. I cannot have doubts in my heart. But I must believe that this is the will of God for my life. I've got to believe tonight that what God has promised, He's made a way for me to possess it. Promises are great. Thank God for them. But possessing the promises is greater than simply having a promise. And there are many today who have heard the promises of God. They know that God has made provision, but they've never entered into the experience. They know that there is something lacking in their faith. They know that there is something else that God wants to do in their hearts and their lives, but yet they just seemingly never simply obey God totally. I can hear this message preached. I can hear the full gospel message preached. But until I am willing to obey what I hear, the promise will never be my possession. Amen. And my dear friend tonight, there are many, many people today in churches who have heard the gospel. They know that they need to be saved. They know they need to be sanctified and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit of God. But yet, they just refuse, they rebel to totally obey God and surrender and consecrate everything to God. But this is the way that I receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's no shortcut. There's no alternate way. It's not a Nazarene way, a Baptist way, Assembly of God way, or a Presbyterian way. It's God's way tonight. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. When I was a sinner, I was dead in trespasses and sins. But when I became adopted in the family of God, the repentance, then I became a living sacrifice. And now I have a sacrifice that is alive. I'm alive unto God now. Now God says, give me that life that I gave to you so that I can do more in your life than you ever dreamed I could do. The provision has been made. The promises have been made for the Holy Spirit of God to come and take complete control of every life. Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, I will not send the Comforter to you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. I will not leave you as orphans. But I will send you another comforter. That tells me Jesus had to be the comforter when he was here in the flesh in order for him to send another comforter. There had to be one prior to this one. Amen. Because you see, Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father are one. Amen. The Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But Jesus said, when He is come, He will be your teacher. He'll be your guide. He'll be your helper. I don't know about you tonight, but I need a guide. Because I need to know what path to take. I need to have direction. I need someone who knows best for me. I need someone living on the inside of me that is always ahead of me. Amen. For God is already ahead of us right now. God is already in our tomorrows right now. And that's why I need and you need the Holy Spirit of God living in us and flowing through us to direct our paths so that we will be guided. I've never been to heaven. That's why I need the person who has been to heaven, who has been sent to this earth to guide me to heaven, living inside me today. Because I don't know how to get there. That's why I need a guide. I need a teacher tonight. The more I study the Word of God, the more I realize how ignorant I am of it. Have you ever read the Word of God and you've read a certain passage of Scripture time and time again, but you read it one more time and you say, God, when did you put that there? Why did you just see it? The Holy Spirit of the living God drew it off of the page and you saw it for the first time. He is our teacher tonight. He will teach us how to live a holy life. Amen tonight. He will teach us how to walk. He will teach us how to say no to the world, the flesh, and the devil, and how to say yes to God. He will teach us tonight, beloved, things in the Scriptures that we've been missing for so long. He will teach us biblical principles that will change our life. Amen tonight. He will teach us biblical truth that will set us free. And then Jesus says, when He has come, the Holy Spirit has come, He'll be your helper. I need help. I need help today. If I live, I'll need help tomorrow to live this life that God wants me to live. To live this life that God created me to live, I'm going to need divine help. Amen. In order to walk in the steps of the Savior, I'm going to need divine help. In order to walk that straight and narrow road that leads to heaven, I'm going to need divine help. I'm going to need help that comes from above. I'm going to need help that comes from the Father. I'm going to need help today to live that life that God wants me to live. I'm going to need the help that I can have today to live a victorious Christian life. Can't do it on my own. That's the reason so many today are in backslidden condition across America. It's not that they were never saved. They had a genuine experience with God. But yet, they never asked the Holy Spirit of God to come and give them divine help to live by His power that victorious Christian life. You and I cannot do it in our own strength. No matter how much we go to church, no matter how much of the Word of God we know, no matter how moral we are, no matter how good we are, no matter what we do to other people, and no matter how good we are to others, I need the help that comes from above. I need the help of the Holy Spirit of the living God. I need that Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, living on the inside of me tonight. Hallelujah, tonight. I need the power that comes from God. Jesus said to His disciples, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Wait for the promise of the Father, He said. The disciples were followers of Jesus. They heard Him teach. They saw Him feed the multitudes with a little boy's sack lunch. They'd seen Him heal the blinded eyes, make the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the blind to see, the lame to walk. They'd seen all of that. They had seen Him intervene in a funeral procession and turn it into a celebration. They'd seen it all. But here they are one day, they're walking down the road. They're separated from Jesus now in the flesh. And they had a board meeting. That's my paraphrase. They had a board meeting, and when they get to where Jesus was in the flesh, He asked them, what were you talking about? See, Jesus, the Holy Spirit of one, Jesus knew He was omniscient. He was God, you see. So He knew what they were talking about, even though He was separated from them. What were you all talking about? He asked them. They had been asking themselves the question, who among us is the greatest? No different today, is it? Man is still man. Still has the same issues to deal with 2,000 years later, don't we? One of them wanted to be superior to the others. One of them wanted to be the head. One of them wanted to be the leader. And everyone else follow. No different today. In our churches across the country. But they went to the city of Jerusalem and they tarried in a place called the upper room. And here they are in the upper room, 120 disciples, tarrying, waiting in faith for God's promise to come to pass. Ten days praying, waiting on God. And we wonder what's wrong today. Go ahead and say amen. No mystery, is it? No mystery. 10 days in prayer and supplication. And then suddenly they heard a sound as a rushing mighty wind. And it swept across those 120 disciples, and something supernatural happened. They were instantly cleansed and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Something happened that day in that upper room that had never happened to those disciples. Preacher, can't I go to heaven without being filled with the Holy Spirit? Preacher, what about the thief on the cross? One rejected Jesus, one received Jesus. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. You see, the day he received Jesus, he went to heaven. You didn't. That's why we need the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Because we're here. We're not in paradise tonight. I don't think I have to tell you that. We don't live in paradise down here, do we? We live in an old troubled world tonight. We live in a world that sin abounds, and the adulterous generation is abounding in it. But beloved, we have a power tonight available to us until we can be overcomers tonight. And it is through the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Something happened. Their hearts got changed. It wasn't an emotion. It wasn't simply an emotion stirring. It was a transformation. They just didn't shed a few tears and then go out and live the same way. Amen. They just didn't have some goosebumps to come up on them and they felt good around the altar and they get up and they have the same priorities. Amen. They were changed disciples. And beloved, an upper room experience changes disciples. An upper room experience will change a church. Because you and I are the church. As beautiful as this building is, it was man-made. But the church of the living God is supernaturally built for kingdom of God. And tonight, my dear friend, you and I, we need this divine power. Remember what they discussed on the road that day? Who among us is the greatest, they ask. That all changed in the upper room. When they came out of the upper room, they knew who was the greatest, and they knew it wasn't a one of them. They knew his name was Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They knew who had given that promise and made it their possession. They knew Jesus had made a promise, and now Jesus had delivered the promise because Jesus had ascended back to the Heavenly Father, and now Jesus had sent the promise of the Father to those 120 disciples, and they turned their world upside down for God's sake. My friend, tonight, when they came out of that upper room that day, they had a power they'd never had before. When they came out of that upper room, they were not ashamed to share Jesus with anybody. When they came out of that upper room, Peter, who had denied Christ three times, he walked down the streets and they laid the sick and the lame in his shadow and they got healed. That's what the Bible says. Why? Here's a man that once denied him. He was a disciple of Christ back there. But now he is a changed disciple. Amen. Do disciples need to be changed? Yes. From faith to faith, from glory to glory. This is not the end of the journey. It just gives us a power to continue the journey. Amen tonight. You see, this experience is not an end within itself. But it's just simply an experience that empowers us to cross the finish line with our heads held high. And say, glory be to God. God is on my side. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Because greater is he that is in me now than he who opposes me. Tonight the Holy Spirit is not an it. He is a person. He is just as much of a person as Jesus was and is a person. And the Holy Spirit tonight desires to rule and reign in our hearts and our lives. Preacher, I'm saved. I've been born of the Spirit. Praise God for that. But God wants to fill you with His Spirit. He doesn't want you to struggle your entire Christian life. He does not want your spiritual life to be a roller coaster. He wants you to get established in His grace. He does not want your spiritual journey to be hit and miss. But He wants your spiritual journey to be energized by the Holy Spirit of God. And deny, my dear friend, this experience can never be earned. It can never be deserved. We'll never become worthy of this experience. I can never work enough in the church. I can never do enough for someone. I can never give enough of my time. I can never give enough of my money to the church to receive this power. But when I simply bring my new life back to Jesus and say, Jesus, you gave me the life that I have. Now, Jesus, I give it back to you. For I am not my own. I've been bought with a price. So, Jesus, I give you this new life. I give it back to you. Because if I keep it, I will lose it. But if I give it to you, I can keep it and have so much more. I must bring it to Jesus and say, here's my past, my present, my future. I totally give you my life. I withhold nothing from you, God. But God, tonight, I surrender my entire life to you. And when I do that, God will do His part. He will fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. How did you and I get saved? By faith, didn't we? For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. How will I ever receive the power of the Holy Spirit? The same way. By faith in a God who never lies. And by faith, simply say, Lord, here's my life. Lord, I want you more than silver or gold. Lord, I want you to have your way in my life more than my will being done. Lord, I simply give you my life. And that my steps from this day forward will be guided by you. The Holy Spirit tonight, He will come. He will fill you until there is no room for any other spirit. And He'll be your teacher. He'll be your guide. He'll be your helper. He'll be your comforter. Need a comforter? You're looking for the Holy Spirit. Because He will be to you what no one else can be to you. He will be there with you when no one else knows you have a need. He'll be there for you in your darkest hour. And He'll be there for you to the end of life. If you simply will ask Him to fill you to overflowing. Preacher, I've been filled with the Holy Spirit of God. I was a long time ago, you say. I must not conclude this message until I preach this part of the message. It's great of what we had in the days gone by. But I must have refillings of the Holy Spirit along my spiritual journey. That Freightliner truck out there holds 280 gallons. I can go a number of miles, but I can't make it from here to Los Angeles. I'm going to have to stop somewhere along the way and put some more diesel in the tank. If I don't, you know what's going to happen? It's going to begin to sputter, and then I'm going to coast a little ways, and then it's going to die. And I'm going to come to a halt. Won't be anything mechanically wrong with the engine. The brakes will be fine. The exhaust system will be fine. It's simply because I need to put some more diesel in the tank. That's all the problem is. That's the same as it is spiritually tonight. I cannot get from here to eternity, even though here I was saved and filled with the Holy Spirit of God. I can't get from this point to the finish line unless I come back and I say, Holy Spirit, I'm running a little low. I'm sputtering in my spiritual walk. I don't have the zeal I used to have. I'm not as enthused about serving you as I once was. I used to be excited about going to church, but now it's a burden to me. So Holy Spirit, I'm asking you tonight to refill me so I can continue the journey and cross the finish line with victory in my soul. For Jesus says, it's not the one that begins the race that should be saved, but it's the one that endures to the end. Tonight, if you have never received the Holy Spirit, you can tonight. But if you have received the power of the Holy Spirit in the past, but tonight you need a refilling, you can come to this altar tonight, and He will refill you until you can have a song in your heart once again. Please stand. Father, tonight we love You. We thank You, Father, for Your word tonight. That says we shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon us. Not after we're born again. Not after we join the church. Not after we're water baptized. But after the Holy Spirit of God comes and takes complete control of our lives, then we will have a divine power to live the life God wants us to live. And so God, tonight I pray that right now souls would mind God. In Jesus' name I pray. One has already come. Will you join at this altar tonight? Would you come right now and say, God, tonight, fill me, refill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. Come. You're invited tonight by the Holy Spirit to come. God bless you. There's others that need to come right now. You need to come right now. And say, God, tonight, I need the Holy Spirit. I must have the Holy Spirit tonight. I must have Him at any cost. Tonight, Holy Spirit, move in hearts and lives. Thank God for these that have come, but I know there's others that need to come. Just a few moments. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Do only what you can do. Because you're the one that has the power.